आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were discussing about the prarabdha of a jnani. Prarabdha of a jnani. And 464th verse is the last verse on prarabdha. We have discussed about the prarabdha of the Jivan Mukta and come to conclusion there is no prarabdha for Jivan Mukta. There is no prarabdha for Jivan Mukta. But Shruti or the scripture, there is a discussion of prarabdha. For whom this prarabdha is being discussed? So it is discussed for ajnanis or for all the seekers who understand the prarabdha. How prarabdha was falsified, totally discarded? Because it was said that the whole body, our body is superimposed. Our body is superimposed on that Brahman. And superimposition cannot act. Superimposition can understand this very clearly. Eh? Superimposition can't act. Why? Body is illusory. Like a snake on the rope can never act. Can it act? Can it move? Snake on rope, which is illusory, which is a superimposition on rope, can it act? No. Same way, body is superimposed. Can it act? If not, why discuss about prarabdha? Where is prarabdha then? No prarabdha. So there is no past, present and future actions for the superimposition. And this jnani has got the knowledge. With the knowledge, what has happened? Jivatva has gone. Ego has gone. Individuality has gone. If individuality has gone, where is prarabdha? So long the jivatva is there, prarabdha will be there. Or anything associated with this jivatva will be there. If the source, jivatva, individuality, ego is gone, where is prarabdha? There is no prarabdha. So therefore, prarabdha is false. Now after knowledge, two things are there. One is the atma, another is body. Two things remain. After knowledge, body will not drop, body is there. Two things are there. One is atman, another is body. For atman, there cannot be any prarabdha because atma can't act. Because atma is akarta. What about the body? The body, as far as the jnanis are concerned, they see the body and they say it is the prarabdha of the body. They say it is prarabdha body. But when we analyze, we find that this body is superimposed. It is illusory. And any illusory thing cannot act. Therefore, there cannot be any prarabdha. No prarabdha for the body. So earlier prarabdha was there, but after realization, everything is false. When we talk about the prarabdha, it is for the body. Since body is superimposed, there is no prarabdha. So remember all these signs. For the sadhak, there is prarabdha. We'll say everything is because of prarabdha. But now we are going deep into it. We are saying that there is no prarabdha for the body also, because body is superimposed. In verse number 463, from the relative standpoint, not from the absolute standpoint, Shankaracharya is saying there is a prarabdha. Shruti says prarabdha is there. Not from absolute standpoint, only from the relative standpoint. And it is said, jnani has but prarabdha. But for jnani, body does not exist. Therefore, sukh dukh of body also does not exist. For jnani, there is no pair of opposites, no sukh dukh. No sukh dukh. This point we are discussing in chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita. It will be coming again today. In Bhagavad Gita, we are discussing the same point. So after waking up from the dream, we say sukh dukh of the dream are false. Is it not so? When do we say? When we come out from the dream number 2 and come to dream number 1, the jagrita avastha of us, we say the dream number 2 is false. This jnani has come out from dream number 1. Therefore, he says the jagrita avastha is false. He has gone to Turiya state, another state. Like from the Jagrat state, from dream number 1, we say dream number 2 is false. Same way, from the Turiya state, a jnani will say that dream number 1, which is Jagrat avastha, it is false. They are unreal. They don't exist. For him, there is no sukh-dukh of a sarir. He clearly sees, jnani clearly sees that there is no prarabdha for body also. Others will say, a jnani will say. Body. So now that there are two types of superimposition, different types of superimposition, we have to understand this also clearly. Number one is the superimposition which disappears, you know. Superimposition disappears. When we come out from dream number 2 to dream number 1, the dream world of dream number 2 is completely gone. It disappears. When we are in the Jagrat state, are you experiencing the dream world? No, we don't experience. It disappears. But you know, I was the substratum of the whole dream world. My mind was substratum. This is known. My mind was the substratum for the whole dream world. But dream world disappears when you come out from that dream. Second type of superimposition is that it continues. It continues. Superimposition continues. After realization, you come to know Brahman, and which is substratum of the superimposition. What is realization? You come to know the substratum of the whole world is Brahman, or the substratum of my body is Atman. Atman and Brahman is one and same. When you come to know that, you know that all superimposition is false. You come to know superimposition, but superimposition remains. That is the beauty. After knowledge, the superimposition, the world, my body, which is superimposed, remains. But how does the jnani treat this body? Like you take the example of rope and snake. Like rope is there, snake is there, you bring the torchlight. Once you experience the rope, after that snake will never come. Never come. But suppose if you don't bring torchlight and somebody tells you this snake is false, you understand it and the snake disappears, but that snake can again appear. Again can appear, but your knowledge will always say, this is false. This snake is false. This snake is false. It can reappear, but that snake is false. Same way, like sunrise and sunset, is it really happening? No. Once we understand science, it is not the sun. Sun is always there. Rise and setting is because of the movement of the earth. Even after knowing that it is because of the movement of the earth, sunrise, sunset is there. It is not so. It is there. Same way, jnani has falsified the whole world and his body upon realization, because he knows this, those are all unreal. There is only one sat. Sat is only one. Other than sat, all are asat. So he knows that only one thing is sat, that is Brahman or Atman. Other than Brahman and Atman, everything is asat. So but the body and the world continues. So how is he treating? He has got badhit anubritti, badhit, falsified anubritti. It is all falsified. Jnani knows body and the world are not real. For him, this body and world is like a burnt rope. You know burnt rope? Suppose there is a rope and it is burnt. Now it looks like a rope, but you cannot bind anything with that. A rope is there, it looks like rope, it is burnt, it is total ash only, but it cannot bind. Same way this world and body is burnt for him. It is not existing. How can this world and body can bind him? It cannot bind. It is badhit anubritti. It will not create, even if he acts in the world, it will not create any vasana. It will not bind him. Body and world continues. It does not harm jnani. It entertains him, you know. On the other side, it entertains him. How? Like when we go to cinema, we all know it is false. Is it not so? We all know that the cinema is false, but cinema entertains us. Is it not so? For entertainment, we go to cinema. Similarly, the jnani, he knows the whole thing is false only. He gets entertained. Ah, ha, ha. This is happening, that is happening. Are, this is all cinema going on. Cinema going on. For jnani, dream number one is cinema only. For us, dream number is one, real. Whenever we are in dream number two, it seems real. When you come out, then you feel that that dream was false. This dream number one, which is Jagrat Avastha, is also we feel it is real. We all feel it is real. But when we come out from dream number one, we will say, no, this dream number one is also false. The last verse of Prarabdha, 464.
Natu dehadi satyatva bodhanaya vipaschitam yatha shrutera vipraya paramarthaika gocharah Natu dehadi satyatva bodhanaya vipaschitam yata shrutera bhiprayah paramarthaika gocharah.
Natu dehadi satyatvam bodhanaya. It is not the purpose of the shruti to prove that the body is real. Natu dehadi satyatva bodhanaya. It is not. When the Shruti is discussing about the Prarabdha, it is not the purpose of Shruti to prove that the Prarabdha of the body is real. That is not the purpose. Vipaschitam is a realized person. If Shruti says there is a Prarabdha for Jnani, don't think that the Shruti is trying to prove that Jnani's body is real. If we are discussing Prarabdha, doesn't mean that it is really there. All description of the satisfying Ajnani only. The discussion of Prarabdha is only to satisfy the jigyasa of Ajnani. Yata srute abhipraya paramartha eka gochara. Yata, because srute abhipraya, the purpose of the Upanishad, purpose of the Shruti, purpose of the Veda, what is that purpose? Paramartha eka gochara is to point out that there is one supreme reality. That is the purpose. The whole purpose of Veda is so that we can understand that one reality, one truth, which is Brahman or Atman. So when we discuss Prarabdha of Jnani, don't think that the body exists. For Jnani, body is not at all there. It is like a shadow. Already we have discussed. It's just like a shadow. Gurudev says, Shankar concludes his discussion and says that the perceiver of the plurality, the Dvaitins, quote Upanishadic passages that sanctions the Prarabdha theory to prove that even the man of realization has body consciousness and therefore there exists a world of matter other than Brahman. Shankar here takes away the very plank under the feet of the Dvaitins. He says that the Upanishad condensed to recognize the play of Prarabdha only out of their infinite grace to accommodate fools in their early stages of unpreparedness. When you come to that stage, you will say this is all for the fools, Ajnanis. We are discussing Prarabdha so that you can understand. That they may later accept the total vision of Absolute One. The Acharya says that any student of the Upanishadic can easily understand that by and large the anxiety of the scripture is to communicate to him the one reality, the Brahman. The purpose is always to show Paramarth Ek Gochara. Always the purpose is to show you that whatever comes in the way, they will discuss and discard it, move forward. Aage chalo. So Ajnani and other people say that Jnani has Prarabdha. Since he has Prarabdha, he has a body. Since the body is there is a Dvaita. This is Ajnani's argument. For Ajnani, Prarabdha is there. If Prarabdha is there, body is there. If the body is there, Dvaita is there. Plurality is there. So for ignorant people, Prarabdha is discussed. So Shankaracharya says Brahman is one. So final conclusion is there is no Prarabdha for Jnani. This is final conclusion. There is no Prarabdha for Jnani. From the Agnani standpoint, there can be prarabdha. He will say, yes, he is suffering. Okay. Or there is a dvaita. Now follows a team of 7 verses, all of them repeatedly declaring the nature of Atman. All declaring the nature of Atman. To be one, immutable, undecaying, infinite, eternal substratum for the universe. Shankar, when he talks the supreme reality, forgets the audience he is addressing and gets irresistibly carried forward by the impulsive joy of the infinitude. He wants to revel in Brahman. He waxes eloquent upon the nature of the self, that he himself is living vitally in his own heart. So now there are the verses 465 to 471, and which say there is no plurality. No plurality, only Brahman is there. And you will put 30 to 32 indicators of Brahman. 30, if you say Adi and Anant is one, or if you take 2, Adi is different, Anant is different, or Atma or Brahman is Shuddha and Buddha. If you take separately, then 32. Otherwise, 30 indicators are coming in verse number 465 to 471. And one thing more you will find, that the second line, Ekameva Tvayam Brahma Nena Anasti Kinchana, this line is common in all these 7 verses. So we will study this little bit differently. In the first verse, we will discuss about Ekameva Dvayam Brahma Nena Anasti Kinchana. And after that, in the rest of the verse, we will not discuss about the second line. And we will discuss only the indicators pointed out. These indicators you will find in Bhagavad Gita also. These indicators you will find in Atmabodh also, or at many other places. And if you are interested, you can collect all these at one place. So you will find about 32 here, or 30, or you can collect from Atmabodh also. You will find many common also. 465.
Paripurnam manadyantam.
Paripurnam manadyantam.
Aprameyam avik. Kriyam
aprameyam avikriyam
ekamevadvayam brahma nehanaanastikinchana paripurnam manadyantam aprameyam avikriyam ekamevadvayam brahma nehanaanasti kinchana.
So now in this verse you will find 7 indicators. 7 indicators. One is paripurnam. Paripurnam, infinite. Anadi anantam, with no beginning and end. So I have taken one, anadi and anantam as one. But if you break anadi separate, anant separate, then it will be one more. Anadi anantam, aprameyam, ineffable, abhikriyam, changeless, ekam, one reality, eva, alone, advayam, non-dual, brahman. Na iha, not here in this Brahman, nana asti kinchana. Nana asti. Nana means the duality. Asti is kinchana whatsoever. In this Brahman, there is no duality whatsoever. Brahman is one, and in that Brahman, there is no duality. And how that Brahman? Paripurnam. Paripurnam means devoid of any spatial limitation, infinite, complete, full, not limited by any space. We may be poorn in one field, say I am poorn in music. I can be poorn in music, but in other field, can I say I am poorn in legal affairs or other things, other sciences? No. I can be Purna in one, but not everywhere. Jeev cannot become Paripurna, but that Brahman is Paripurna. Okay, why can't we become Purna? We can't become Purna quality-wise, talent-wise, or time-wise. Can we become infinite in time-wise, quality-wise, talent-wise? No, we can't become. Brahman alone is Purna. He is spaceless, timeless, deathless. That Brahman is infinite. Anadi anantam. Beginningless and without an end. In this world, what we find? Everything has got an adi and ant. Is it not so? In this world, everything has got a beginning and end. Brahman is different from this. Therefore, it is said, he is anadi, beginningless, anant, endless, without any destruction. So at the end of a good program, we all say, all good things has an end. Is it not so? Come to an end. Everything here is limited. But that Paramatma is endless and beginningless. There is no time limit, no space limit. Here everything is limited. You go in stadium, limited space. They will sell you ticket only so much the seats are available. In the plane, limited seats. Every there, everything you will find limited, 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 limited. But that Brahman is unlimited. Aprameyam. Aprameyam means phalvyapti sunyam. It cannot be illumined by any other illumine. Aprameyam means it can never become an object of our perception. It can never become an object of our perception. Brahman can never become an object for our organ of perception or mind or intellect. Why? Because it is not a feeling, it is not a thought, it is not vasana, it is not kamana, it is not prana, which you can see. Atma is not an experience or feeling, therefore it is aprameya, aprameya. It is not an object, it is subject. It is the ultimate subject, and that subject can never become an object. Avikriyam, unchanging, without modification. It is not an object which is changing and perishing. Yadrisham, tad jalam, tad vikari, tad mithya, tad vinashi, tad asat. Yadrisham, whatever is seen, is jada, it is inert. Since the Atman or Brahman is Chetan, you cannot see. If you are able to see our Atman Brahman, then our Atman Brahman, which is seen, will become jada. Understand? Whatever is seen is jada, inert. Suppose if you say, "Humne Atma dekh liya," then your Atman become inert. That Atman is vikari. That Atman is mithya. That Atman is asat. No. Ekam. It is ekam. Sajati veda rahitam. We say, na, what is this Atma? Sajatiya, bijatiya, swagat, veda rahita. We say this thing. Now, three words indicate those three factors. Ekam indicates sajatiya, veda rahitam. Sajati with the same jati. Like manushya jati. In manushya jati, there are a lot of bheda. Differences are there. Male, female, according to age, there is bheda. According to income, there is bheda. Differences. According to nationality, there is bheda. It's not so. According to education, is bheda. Educated, uneducated. High income, low income. Bheda is there. But this is sajatiya bheda raitam ekam. Ekam is sajati bheda. In that Brahman, there is no such bheda, there is no difference, because it's only one. Ekam advayam. Advayam is vijatiya bheda raitam. Vijatiya bheda. Human beings are there, other than human, inner world is there, material world, plant world is there, or animal world is there. So all these are also not there. All other bijatiya things are also not there. Sajati is not there, because Brahman is only one. Bijati is not there. Other than Brahman, nothing else is there. Other than Brahman, nothing else is there. How can there be bijatiya bhed? And third is, eva swagat bhedraitam. Swagat bhedraitam. He is without gross body, subtle body, and causal body. How can there be bhed? We all have got the differences because of our different gross bodies. He is bhedraitam. I will never say I am seeing 25 or 28 atma sitting there. There may be 28 gross bodies sitting there with different subtle bodies and the causal bodies, but the Atman in all of them is one and same. It is Bhedaraitam. I cannot say this is female Atma, this is the young Atma, this is male Atma, this is old Atma. I can't say that. Bhedaraitam. In a tree there can be a trunk, branches, leaves, flower, fruits and all that can be there. But in Brahman, there is no such Bheda. Now think, in existence, can there be a difference? Is there a difference in the existence, my existence and Auntie J's existence and your existence? No, existence is one and same. There is no sajatiya bhed, bijatiya bhed and swagat bhed in existence. But we always are habituated to conceptualize, you know. We always want to conceptualize. And Vedanta always says, don't conceptualize. Don't try to conceptualize Brahman. Nahi anana asti kinchana. And in that Brahman, there is no duality. There is no duality. You see, I'm sure it is not difficult to understand this, all these indicators. But the difficulty is that is me. To understand that Brahman is me is a little bit difficult. We understand all these indicators, we understand very clearly. But that is me. I have to come to that state. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it says, Manasaivanu drashtavyam neha nana asti kinchana mrityu sa mrityu apnoti yahi ananeva pasyati. One who sees duality or plurality, yahi anana eva pasyati, one who sees what will happen to him, mrityu sa mrityu apnoti, he will attain death after death. Ek ke baad ek death. If you think there is a plurality, then you will get. And Mansa Evan Dastrabham, you can see, you can go via mind, you have to go via mind. But mind cannot objectify it, mind can't catch it. It cannot become an object of mind. Already we have seen, it is not a feeling, it is not prana, it is not any emotion, it is not an object. Nena nasti kinchana, in Chandogya Upanishad, it says, ekameva adityam. Only one without a second. Next.
Sadghanam chidghanam nityam.
Sadghanam chidghanam nityam.
Ananda ghanam akriyam.
Ananda ghanam akriyam.
Ekameva advayam brahma.
Ekameva dvayam brahma.
Nehana nasti kinchana.
Nehana nasti kinchana.
Sadghanam chidghanam nityam. Ananda ghanam akriyam. Ekameva dvayam brahma. Nehana nasti kinchana.
ekamevadhyam brahma neha nasti kinchana. That part we will not discuss now. We have already discussed. Sadghanam, essence of existence. Chidghanam, essence of knowledge. Nityam, always or eternal. Anandaghanam, essence of eternal bliss. Abhikriyam, akriyam, devoid of any activity. Devoid of any. Sadghanam, mass of existence. It is body of existence. Gurudev says, essence of existence. Chidghanam, chit is as body. Sadghanam, sat as the body. Ananda ghanam, ananda as a body. Ghanam. Chit ghanam, intelligence, consciousness, pure knowledge. It is knowledge itself. It is awareness itself. Chit ghanam. Nitya. Nitya means eternal, always. It is always there. Ananda ghan, bliss body. Ananda is the body. It is blissful. There is no dukkha in atma. Satchit ananda and nitya is the swarup of that atma. Akriyam, without activity. We used to say, na, my guru used to say, atma is nikamma, akriyam. See? Nikamma, akriyam. Koi kaam nahi karta hai, kuch nahi karta hai. Akriyam. How will you say akriyam? Because it has got no gross body, subtle body and causal body. This we discuss in Isavasya Upanishad also. Without gross body, subtle body and causal body, how can you act? How can you act without? So example of, you know, other than sat, everything is asat. Everything is asat. And Mahatma give a beautiful example. Beautiful example. Son of a barren woman, drank mirage water, shot an arrow on snake seen on rope, was wearing a garland of the space flowers. He had a bow made of the horn of rabbit. It looked like a story, but all are substanceless. All are substanceless. There cannot be a son of a barren woman. You cannot drink mirage water. You cannot have a garland of the space flower, or you cannot make a bow out of the horn of a rabbit. See? All are substanceless. It's only words. Shruti says Brahman is there. Nahi nana asti kinchanam. In that Brahman, there is no duality. Naiha nana asti kinchana. There is no duality in that. Next.
Pratyagekara sampurnam. Anantam sarvato mukham. Ekamevadvayam brahma. Nehanasti kinchana. Pratyagekara sampurnam anantam sarvato mukham ekamevadvayam brahma nehananasti kinchana.
Pratyak ekrasam, subject within all, purnam, homogeneous and infinite, anantam, endless, sarvata mukham, all pervading. So we get more four over here. Pratyak ekrasam, that Brahman is subject of all. It is ekras, not changing with time, vastu or desh. It is not changing. So if we experience that Atman today, we will be experiencing the same Atman which Shankaracharya experienced. Sukhdev experienced. Vivekananda experience or other Acharya experience. It's not that we have got something modified Atman. No. It is ekrasam. Whether it was in the Satyug or in Treta or in Dwapar or in Kaliyug, same Atman. same Atman. Abhikari, that Atman has not changed. We will be experiencing the same Atman. Purnam, it is homogeneous and infinite. Ananta, it is endless. Sarvata Mukham, his face is in all direction. Whichever side we see or whichever direction we see, he is seeing us. Sarvato Mukham, everywhere his face is there. I'm facing all of you. He's seeing me in the front. If I see turned this side, he's from this side, every side, because he's all pervading. All pervading. In Gita it is said, Visvato Mukham, Visvato Mukham. Same thing. Sarvato Mukham, Visvato Mukham. But again, in Gita also said, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, Sarvendriya Vivarjitam, no Indriya in him. No gross body, subtle body in him. Next.
Aheyam anupadeyam.
Aheyam anupadeyam.
Anadeyam anashrayam.
Anadeyam anashrayam.
Ekameva dvayam brahma. Ekameva dvayam brahma. Nehana nasti kinchana.
Nehana nasti kinchana.
Aheyam anupadeyam. Anadeyam anashrayam. Ekameva dvayam brahma. Nehana nasti kinchana.
Ekameva dvayam brahma. Nehana nasti kinchana. It's a common line. So next is aheyam anupadeyam. Aheyam means the free of being discarded. Aheyam anupadeyam, free of being taken up. Anupadeyam. Anadeyam, free of being accepted. Anasrayam, free of any support or dependence. So aheyam anupadeyam, we studied. Have you heard this word? This word came in Keno Upanishad. Did we study Keno Upanishad? When? In this life? Totally forgotten. The word came in the Keno Upanishad. Heyam means which can be given up. Ye he vastu hai. Which can be given up. Anaheyam, you cannot give up. You cannot give up. Upadeyam, which can be taken up. Anupadeyam, which cannot be taken up. That means I can't give up my Atma. You can give up your body. You can destroy your body, but we cannot give up Atman. Even if you want to give, whom you will give? There is only one Brahman, there is one Atman. Which Brahman will be to which Brahman? Kisko dega? Not possible. Anupadeyam, which cannot be taken up. No guru, no sastra will tell you, yeh lo tumhari atma hai. Your atma was bhatakti atma here and there. Latakti atma, now I am giving you, take your atma. No. Anupadeyam, cannot be taken up also. Who will give whom? There is only one Brahman. Kaun kisko dega? If there is only one, just think, there is only one Brahman. What that Brahman will give and what that Brahman will take? Anodayam. Anodayam means it. Anodayam, Gurudev says here. Anodayam. That which has no superimposition, anodayam, in which Brahman there is no non-apprehension and consequently no superimposition, reality is pure and is untouched by the vehicle of matter and their projection. Anodayam, or not accepted. We can accept gift, but there is no question of acceptance of Atman. There is a path with anadeyam or anadeyam. the and the. Anadeyam. Anadeyam. Anadeyam, not resting on another. Anadeyam means not resting on another. Brahman is unattached to the world. It is without support. It is without support. World requires support of Brahman, but Brahman does not require support of world. Brahman can stay without world. World cannot stay without Brahman. Anasrayam, having no support. Na asruyasya. Nobody is supporting Brahman. Nobody is supporting Brahman. In election, we support na, sometime a Democratic candidate or Republican. We support. So all these political parties' candidates are to be supported to be elected. But this Brahman, anasrayam, it does not need support. It is the support of all from the highest standpoint. Other than Brahman, nothing is there. Really speaking, there is no question of support. Ask rope, have you created snake? No. Ask Brahman, have you created this world? No. Where is the question of support? Where is the question of support to world? No support is needed. So we are seeing all these words which are indicating Brahman, and these verses are all meditative verses, you know. In meditation, you should chant, memorize, and try to visualize. Only the word will not help you. We have to know the meaning of that word also. We have to know the meaning also. And their meaning will open him in dhyan. Then there will be conviction. So after listening to your teacher, you come to know the meaning. After that meaning, you sit in meditation. Then meaning will open up. And there will be firm conviction. Yes, Atman is like that. Brahman is like that. Next.
Nirgunam nishkalam sukshmam.
Nirgunam nishkalam sukshmam.
Nirvikalpam niranjanam. Nirvikalpam niranjanam. Ekamevadvayam brahma.
Ekamevadvayam brahma.
Nehananasti kinchana.
Nehananasti kinchana.
Nirgunam nishkalam sukshmam, nirvikalpam niranjanam, ekamevadvayam brahma, nehananasti kinchana.
Nirgunam, free of duality or qualityless. Nirgunam, nishkalam, free from part, no kal, no parts. Sukshmam, subtlest, is the subtlest than even space, subtlest. Nirvikalpam, free from disturbances. Niranjanam, taintless. Taintless. Nirgun. Nirgun is without gun, qualityless. So free of sattva, rajas, tamas, free of maya, or free of virtues and vices. Koi gun nahi hai. No avagun and no sadgun. No devi gun and no asuri gun. Yeah. And free of quality and characteristic. When nirgun is said, we have to understand it is mean. It is mean. It is mean. Satchidanand, if I say sat, don't try to find out who is sat here or who is anand. Anandji is sitting here. See, if I say anand, are not only that anand, we all are anand. That way we have to understand. Nirgun! Who is that? I am that. These all indicators relate to me. So So how you will understand the meaning of this? So it is said, yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha gurau tasse te kathita artha prakasante mahatmana. When the meaning will come out, when the meaning will flash in your mind, yasya deve para bhakti, like you have got a bhakti, para bhakti, supreme bhakti, param prema rupa bhakti, for devatas, for Lord. Yatha deve tatha gurau. It is said you must have that much of devotion to your guru. Tasse te kathita artha, when they say this meaning of these words, prakasante mahatmana, they will all illuminate inside you. They will illuminate. Prakasante mahatmana. Niskalam. Niskalam means free of parts, no parts. Why no parts? No gross body, no subtle body, and no causal body. Therefore, no part. Suchmam. Suchmam means the subtlest. We know grosses is earth, which five characteristics. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. We have all studied tattva bodha and all that. And Akash has got only one sound. Therefore, Akash is the suchmam, most subtlest in the pancha mahabhut. Earth is grossest. Akash is subtlest. And Akash has got one gun, sound. And Brahman is nirgun. Therefore, subtlest, subtler than space also. Space also. Nirvikalpam, without doubt, thought and duality. Vikalp means thought, doubt or duality. Vikalp. Vikalp kya hai? We say na, this is the problem. What is the solution? What is the alternative? Vikalp or thought. Niranjanam. Niranjanam means suddha, taintless. Taintless? There is no avidya in that. There is no avidya in that Brahman. Taintless. And no other impurity in that Brahman. That Brahman. We can also analyze in this way. Niranjanam. Niranjanam means no avidya. No avidya means no vasana. No vasana means no causal body. Niskalam, no parts. No parts means no gross body. No gross body. Or nirgunam, nirvikalpam, no subtle body. So these three words can be interpreted also in this way, because Brahman has got no gross body, no subtle body, and no causal body. Next.
Anirupya swarupam yata.
Anirupya swarupam yata.
Manovachamagocharam. Manovachamagocharam. Ekamevadvayam brahma. Ekamevadvayam brahma. Nehana nasti kinchana.
Nehana nasti kinchana.
Anirupya swarupam yata. Manovachamagocharam. Ekamevadvayam brahma. Nehana nasti kinchana.
Anirupya swarupam, incomprehensible with regard to its real nature. Anirupya swarupam, yat, yat means that reality. Manovacham agocharam, beyond the mind and speech. Beyond the mind and speech. Anirupya swarupam, nirupya means to describe. Nirupya means to describe. Anirupya swarupam, indescribable. Indescribable. So we are describing Brahman by various verses, by various words, trying to describe it. We are trying to describe indescribable. There is no definition of Brahman, no definition. All are pointers. Sat, Chit, Anand, these are all pointers. If Brahman alone is there, we even don't call him, he is Satchit Anand. Who will call him Satchit Anand? He alone is there, nothing else is there. These are all indicator words. To reach that state, we are trying to define an indescribable manovacham agocharam. Manovacham agocharam is the beyond mind and speech. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya mansasa taitri upanishadse. Many times we have said manovacham, you agocharam, you cannot grasp it. You cannot make him object of your mind, object of your organs of perception. Manovacha agocharam is beyond that mind and senses. Okay. In Keno Upanishad also we have seen natatra tatsu gacchati na vag gacchati na mano na vidmo. All Upanishad, all statement will say same thing. The last verse on this Nehananasti Kinchana.
Sat samriddham swata siddham shuddham buddham anidrisham ekameva advayam brahma nehananasti kinchana sat samriddham swatasiddham shuddham buddham anidrisham ekameva advayam brahma nehananasti kinchana
Sat samriddham. Generally we say smriddhi. Sat samriddham means the full of essence of existence. Sat samriddham, full of existence. Swata siddham, self-evident. Suddham buddham. Suddham is pure. Buddham is intelligence. Suddham buddham. Anidrisham. And unlike anything finite. Anidrisham, unlike anything finite. Satsmriddham, generally we say smriddhi of the wealth, prosperity, is indicated by wealth. He is very samriddha, he is very wealthy person. But Brahman is very prosperous because of infinite existence, bliss, and knowledge, chit, consciousness. He is samriddha, he is wealthy because he has got immeasurable amount of sat. Sat samriddhi and ananda and chit, swata siddham, self-evident. It is there and need no support to prove it. Swata siddham. So what is the proof that Atma exists? What is the proof? If I am able to speak, it is because of that Atman. If you are able to hear, it is because of that Atman. That is proof. Swata siddham. Can I reject Atma? It is self-contradictory. I have got no Atma. Are because of Atma you are saying I have got no Atma. See? Self-contradictory. We cannot accept or reject Atma, and no tark or logic is needed to prove that Atma is there or not there. No tark, no logic is there. Therefore, in Upanishad, na tarkasya pratishtha. By tark, you cannot establish that Atman is there. Swata siddha. Suddham buddham. Suddham, untouched by any defect. Suddha, pure. Buddham, it is of the nature of knowledge, awakened. And who is that? I am that. That Suddha Buddha Mukta, I am that. In our Guru Paduka Puja for Gurudev, we have got the last in Archana. Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta. Same Suddha Buddha. Acha, then the last one he says, Anidisram. Idrisram is like this. Anidisram. We cannot give you an example. We cannot give you an example because Brahman is only one. How can I give you an example of other thing which is comparable to Brahman? I can't give an example. Anidrisham, incomparable with others. Incomparable. In Ramayana, Tulsidas, he says, idam ittham kahina jai soi. For that, idam ittham. We cannot say, what is this idam? Can't be described as this, like this. How is this Brahman or Atman? Hey, it is like this. You know, it is like this. No, you can't say. Or ittham, or in this way I can say. No. No idam ittham there. No idam and ittham. So these all are meditative verses. We have seen the meaning. Now comes the beautiful portion, the next topic. Topic number 73, experience of the selfhood. How can we experience this self? And who can experience? Who can experience? What are the characteristics, qualities required of a seeker? And how can I experience? Although Shankaracharya described everything before also. But again and again, for out of compassion, he will again summarize. Who can and how can? Beautiful topic. This is from 472 to 479, which we'll take up in our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.